Hello?
Hi, Anthony. This is Stephanie from Local Splash.
Hi, Stephanie. Thank you for calling me back.
Is it better? Yes.
Okay. Let me try it again. Let me go back on there.
Okay.
By the way, I really like your guys' service and customer service. You guys are excellent, Stephanie.
Thank you so much for the feedback, Anthony. We appreciate that.
Of course. Okay, Stephanie, I went to the business info, and it's telling me business information.
Yep, and then under, I'm so sorry to cut you off, but yeah, under where it says business information, you see location information, keywords, content, and then you should also see media. You would want to click on media. Or you can also just scroll all the way down to where you can see the photos.
Okay, I see the photos and just upload them there, right? Okay.
That is correct.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and upload some of them, and then just do the QR code.
Oh, so for the QR code, you can go to reviews. You can click on the three dashes again at the top.
Uh-huh.
And then it should give you a drop-down. Click on reviews.
Okay. I'm just finishing up some photos. I'm just updating
some photos.
Sure. Okay? I'm just updating some photos really quick.
All right. No worries. Just take your time. Just let me know when done, and then I'll walk you through how you can create the QR code.
So I can only do one photo at a time, or?
It should allow you to upload multiple photos at a time.
Oh, I see. That's for my logo.
Oh, I see that.
Oh, I see. I was hitting the logo. But let me upload some pictures.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No worries. Just take your time. That's fine.
Okay, so I can drop file here, business video, business document, drag and click file, drop file here. Okay, so I see the pictures, and so I can add pictures. I click on one of them, or no, because those pictures are there already.
So the picture that you would like to be uploaded is already there?
No. There's a few pictures already that are there, but I want to add more pictures.
Oh, okay. So at the very top of the photo, you should see a blue link that says Add Photos. Do you see that?
At the very top, you said, right? Add Photos? I see it.
Yep. There you go.
Photo, drag, and... Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to click on some of the pictures.
Okay.
Yes, it's letting me click some more pictures. How many pictures should I put?
You can actually upload as much photos as you can. We can also use those for the upcoming Google post.
Okay, so I put a few of them in. Okay, I'm uploading the pictures, the photos. now.
Awesome.
I put about 8 of them.
That is wonderful. Let's see. Oh, I believe it's still loaded up in your end. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it's still loading.
All right.
A few of them have gone through.
All right. Let's see here.
So is it more recommended when I do the QR code to put my logo in the background? I don't have a logo file in my phone. I do have it on my desktop. Should I just do it from my desktop so I can put my logo in the background, or don't bother with that?
Having a logo on your QR code, for some, they would prefer to have their logo on the QR code, but it doesn't really matter yet, as customers would only have it scanned to get to where they can leave a review for you.
Okay. And they'll know the QR code is for RC Concrete. So it's better to have the logo on the back, on the QR code.
Well, yes. If most especially if your logo shows your business name, then yes, definitely. Uh-huh.
Okay, so then I'll do the QR code for my desktop, because I don't have my logo here.
Got it. I see then.
See?
But
okay,
yes, that can be... go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I uploaded the picture, so the picture I uploaded, if you want to see it on your site.
All right. Let me reload my page here. Wonderful. And yes, I do see the photos. Thank you so much for having these uploaded. Our team will for sure be able to use these photos for optimization, and most especially with Google Posts. Thank you for having these uploaded, Anthony.
Of course. And I'm going to go ahead and see if I can get my logo.
Okay, sure.
If you have time still to talk to me.
Yeah, definitely. Just take your time. No worries. That's totally fine.
Thank you. Okay, I found my logo on my email.
Awesome. So you can actually save it? Uh-huh.
Let me save it. Let me see if I'm going to save it. Okay, I saved it.
All right.
So now I'm going to go back to media, right?
Well, you would want to go to reviews instead of media.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah, true.
No worries. You're fine. Oh, I'm sorry. You wanted to upload your logo?
Yes, on the review part.
Okay, I apologize. Yeah, we can definitely go back to media later on, but if you're already on reviews, that's fine.
I am. Yeah, I'm on
review. The one reviews, you should see at the top a button that says QR code.
Yeah.
All right. So you can click on it. And then you can click on generate new QR code.
Okay, got it.
All right. So after clicking on it, it should give you the option to select which colors you would want to have your QR code. And you can select the option to either have no logo on it or to upload your custom logo.
I just uploaded the custom logo and the general customer QR code. Primary color, just black. It should be black. I think it should be black.
Yeah, that should work.
Yeah, black. I think black is fine.
Definitely.
Background color, white is fine. And I uploaded, okay, I'm gonna generate the QR code.
There you go.
And, okay, current QR code. Do I save it or it's done already?
Did it generate the QR code already?
It did, yes.
Okay. Yes, you can save it.
Okay. Got it.
Wonderful. So from then, from there, you can just have your clients scan the QR code. You can also send it to them through a text message or an email, and then they can just scan it and then leave a review on your Google Business profile. Now, while we're on the reviews page, I would like to discuss two things on the reviews tab. So, first is that if you scroll down, you'd be able to see the reviews on your Google Business profile. Also, you'd see a reply button. So from here, you can respond to your Google Business profile reviews.
Okay. Right. I have five of them, and I can now give them to my customers, my QR code, so I can have more.
Definitely. That should work. Well, actually, there's a total of 22 reviews currently on your Google Business profile. So whenever, there's 22. It's actually 5-star. You have 5-star reviews, but there's a total of 22 reviews, 22 5-star reviews, actually. Yes, this is where you can respond to the reviews. Responding to reviews is also helping with optimization and ranking. So whenever you can just go to those reviews and have those responded. Also, for the new reviews that you're going to be getting, we do have a new feature, which you can see in the reviews tab still. It says automated replies, which you can either disable or enable. It is currently enabled, by the way. But
yes,
technically, for any new reviews that you're going to be getting, those new reviews will automatically be responded. So for the reviews, or for any 4 to 5-star reviews that you're going to be getting, they will be responded within 2 hours. And then for any reviews that has only 1 to 3 stars, it will be posted in 2 days or will be responded in 2 days. That way it will allow, or it will give you time to review the to check on the review first if you want to have it responded, if you want to have it responded personally, not through the automated response. But of course, if you don't wish for the automated reply to be enabled, you can just toggle it off so that you can respond to the reviews personally or on your end.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. It looks good. Thank you. I got the QR code. I have a picture of it, and I can send it to my customers.
Awesome. That is wonderful. Yes. And then, yes, going back to the media, you can actually go ahead and upload your logo now. if you want to do it while we're on the phone.
Okay, so go back. Give me a second.
Uh-huh.
Okay, go back to media, right?
Right. That was
great. Review. So to go to the media, I go back, not to the review part, right?
Right. You would want to go back to business info by clicking on the three dashes at the top.
Got it. Mm-hmm. Website, keywords, primary search. Okay, I'm at the business information.
Okay. Now, under business info, you'd see four buttons that says location information, keywords, content, and media. Please click on media. Then after clicking media, you should there you go, yes.
Save it?
Mm-hmm.
I uploaded it? Yep, I saved it.
Awesome. Let me just check if that shows on my end now. Wonderful. Thank you so much for having that uploaded, Anthony. And, yep, so we have photos uploaded. We've also gone through your reviews and the progress in the past 30 days. Anthony, do you maybe have any questions or is there anything else that I can assist you with?
No, thank you very much. You were very, very awesome. Appreciate you and I appreciate the call, of course.
For sure. Thank you so much for your time and the cooperation as well, Anthony. Thank you for taking the time to speak with me today. And please know that if there's anything else that you need assistance with, or that you may have questions about, you can always reach out to us, okay?
Perfect. Thank you. Thank you. Take care. Thank you for the call.
Thank you once again.
Thank you.
Take,
take
care.
Care.
Bye-bye now.
Good afternoon. I wanted to go in.